Welcome everyone to another episode of Streamed and Screened, an entertainment podcast about movies and TV from Lee Enterprises. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee and co-host of the program with Bruce Miller, editor of the Sioux City Journal and a longtime entertainment reporter, frantically getting in your Critics' Choice Award selections, right? Because that's coming up soon. You're such an important voter. So much going on with Golden Globes, the Emmys, it's everything. We're in award season.
Yeah, right. Isn't that the way it is? That's the way it is. That, you know, it's just awards Lollapalooza. And it's interesting, you know, I was the only one who looked at this and thought it was different, but the Golden Globe award statue looked a tish different than it did the last time they handed them out. It looked taller. They had redesigned it, but it looked like the base was a little taller. And I thought, is somebody not saying this? But so here you are. I think it's taller.
It looked like, even when I was looking at photos, and it didn't seem, it looked a little different. I'm completely with you on that. And I'm glad you brought that up.
I think it's because then they can just engrave the bottom and they don't have to worry about some part that they would stick it on. But, and you saw, didn't you, that Paul Giamatti took it with him to In-N-Out? He went to In-N-Out after the ceremony and brought it inside and set it down on the table, and it had a fry with him, I think.
That's nice. And Paul Giamatti, you were happy for that because you're a big fan of his through The Holdovers.
Yes. I love The Holdovers. And if that happens to do really well in the Oscars, I am all there for it.
Yeah, I still have to see The Holdovers, so I am still looking forward to see that. I love Paul Giamatti, so I don't...
Now streaming on Peacock.
Darn it, I gotta subscribe to something else now. but, you know, we saw a lot of things. Barbie didn't quite perform as well as some people may have thought. Oppenheimer really cleaned up pretty well at the Golden Globes. Succession, a big night. What were your overall thoughts?
As much as people try to downgrade the Golden Globes as just kind of trash, and they do, it is a great kind of starting place for awards ceremonies. And then when you see how they do with the Critics' Choice Awards, the SAG Awards, and as it picks up steam, you can see who is developing a kind of a following. And I think it clearly set the tracks for Oppenheimer to win. It was all this kind of, is it going to be Killers of the Flower Moon? Is it going to be Oppenheimer? Back and forth. Is Barbie slipping in? What are they going to do with Barbie? And I think we're going to see Barbie show up big in the creative categories. And it'll be nominated for Best Picture, but I don't think it could win Best Picture. I think they figured out what the Oscars have wanted to figure out for years, which is, what do we do with these blockbusters, but we don't want to give them the big Best Picture prize?
I came out of the Golden Globes pretty convinced that Barbie, and I've rooted for Barbie from the start, and I love the movie, and I thought it was so well done, and it was such a good movie, and it was more than I expected. But I came out of the Golden Globes now thinking that it's pretty much, it's going to win costume design, it'll win
song.
Absolutely, it'll be the best song. We'll see Billie Eilish and Phineas up there again. But, you know, is Greta Gerwig going to get nominated? You know, she'll get nominated, but I can't see her winning unless they give her, like, a screenplay type of thing. Because she wrote, right?
They've screwed around with that category because it was supposed to be an original. Because, come on.
Yeah.
What is it based on? Is there a Barbie book somewhere that we don't know? And now they've said that it is an adapted screenplay.
Oh.
And it's going to have to go up against Killers of the Flower Moon.
It's not going to be Killers of the Flower Moon. Yeah.
Oppenheimer, it's not, it can't win.
No. And the other thing that I think too, you never know. Cause I mean, the Oscars can always, you have different voters and things can be a little bit different, but I really feel coming out of this Golden Globe ceremony, Oppenheimer could clean up big time at the Oscars.
I think it will.
I think it's got to be the favorite now. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. I mean, those five alone. And then you're going to get into things like sound editing. I mean,
right.
You know, that's got to be a slam dunk, in my opinion. You know, and I mean, whoever talks about sound editing, but I mean, seriously, with the bombs and...
Look at that big cast.
Yeah.
That cast was enormous. If they all just vote for it, they're in.
That's right. But it also speaks volumes to, it is an ensemble cast, but people like Robert Downey Jr. really took over as a supporting actor too. So you can, there's no reason why he can't win that. I mean, somebody like Lily Gladstone, I think absolutely will win best actress, but I just would be shocked if Oppenheimer doesn't take at least a half dozen, if not more, Oscars.
Oh, at least. And, you know, it's funny because you could almost see Ryan Gosling being deflated.
Yeah.
During that time, because where else would you see a big Barbie win but at the Golden Globes? And best supporting actor, this would be perfect to give it for Barbie.
Yeah.
And he didn't win here. And if they're going with Robert Downey Jr., and they didn't pick Charles Melton, who is a huge kind of underdog that they're pushing for May, December, I think it's RDJ's to lose.
Yeah, I would agree. The other thing too, especially with Barbie, I was watching when they got to the award for, was it Cinematic Achievement that they give out to the blockbusters, right? When they called Barbie, I thought, oh, it's not going to be Barbie's night, is it? Because it felt like it's the consolation prize. Like, we don't know what to do with you. You're really good in some way, but you're not at the same level as some of these others. And I just, that's the feeling I had watching. And it didn't really move away from that.
It's like the Miss Congeniality prize in the Miss America contest. We know you don't have a chance in hell of winning, but we're going to give you something because you're a nice person. Okay, there you go.
Exactly. So, and then the other, I think some of the other awards too, I mean, I thought it was Succession's to lose and did not disappoint there. They cleaned up pretty well through the Golden Globes. The Bear, of course, did very well. I was expecting that to do very well, and it did. Any other surprises or shocks on your end?
It was so few. Of shows that won, so few films that won. I think it was like 4 TV shows dominated everything.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous, because when there are 500 plus series alone, that should say that it should be spread around a little bit more. But now we've got Succession out of the way, or at least for the Golden Globes, so that cracks the door again for next year for them to give it to something else. Now the Emmy, whole other picture.
And I guess the only other thing I would add, though, with there being so few, I've such a huge fan of Succession. We both are such huge fans of The Bear. Those shows are really, really good. So I guess from that standpoint, if you are making something that is that good, such a good series, so well written, so well acted, then I guess it shouldn't be a surprise if you clean up from that perspective either.
I wish that the Emmys, here I'm jumping ahead a bit, I wish they would change the categories to best show under 30 minutes and best show over 30 minutes, because these kind of quasi dramas winning in comedy series, that's not a fair fight. And of course, if I've got somebody that's tearing the scenery apart because it's a really good dramatic role, and yet they're winning best comedy supporting actress or whatever, it's Jamie Lee Curtis to lose next year because she did a huge job as the mother in that one Christmas episode, or Thanksgiving, one of the two.
Yep.
She should win best guest performer next year for The Bear. But is it really fair for the others who are in the category? I don't think it is.
Yeah. You know, you make a good point about the length, right? Because you do have, there's a difference between doing a 22 minute sitcom versus a 45 minute drama. The other thing, too, and this has kind of come up in the past, too, because there was a point in time where these streaming shows and whatnot weren't part. It was supposed to be just for kind of like broadcast, right? And then all of a sudden HBO comes into it and starts crushing it. And I was actually thinking about, because I mentioned to you last week how I think Succession is really the best drama to come since The Sopranos, and both of them are HBO productions. And then I'm thinking about some of the other shows that I've liked. And you look at, like, let's say Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, right? Those are really good programs, but I still can't, in my mind, I can't put them up against The Sopranos or Succession because they feel different. If you were to show me just those two shows and tell me, like, where did they come from? Just by watching them, I'd be like, well, Breaking Bad was probably from a broadcast TV type of situation because it just, you know, the production value seems a little bit, there's something more cinematic about what HBO does. You know, they're doing episodes that clearly have a budget well above network TV or anything, even like basic cable or whatnot. So, you know, nothing against Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. Those are great, great programs. But you can even just see it that they clearly are not working from the same budgets that an HBO show like Succession is. I mean, it's just apples and oranges, in my opinion. And I wonder, too, not just the time differences, but if some of these programs that are coming from Netflix, HBO, Showtime almost need to be in like some sort of category of their own.
Well, and, you know, there was talk about doing a streaming category, and there used to be, if you can remember this far back, I know you're too young, but there used to be the Cable Ace Awards.
Yes.
Because Cable TV always thought that they were being, you know, shortchanged
yep.
when it came to the Emmy Awards. And so they created their, and I went to those things. Those were fun. They looked like a big spade, metal spade, but that was just kind of like, well, so then we can say we won an award. It wasn't like they were up to par, but it is money. Clearly, it's money that comes into the factor on this one is if you can spend more money, you can make a better program.
Absolutely.
Now, you're a big Succession fan. I got to throw this out at you. There is an auction going on of props and costumes and stuff from Succession. And you can buy all that stuff if you'd like to. For me, it was fascinating looking at the labels on the clothes. Who was wearing what designer? And fascinating. So if you want to look that up, find that. I can't remember the name of the auction house, but it's coming soon. And you can look at all that stuff and you can get their IDs and their credit cards and any of that kind of stuff that you'd like to have that says, I own a piece of Succession.
I'm trying to think, what would I even want?
You go through it. Fun to look at.
I should. You know what I want? I want the documents that they were trying to get. Tom was trying to get Greg to shred. That's what I want. That's like your bar of soap from MASH.
That's my bar of soap from MASH. They have the funeral folder from what's his name's funeral by that. There are speeches that they've given, and you can get that the documents from that. So it's a lot of goofy stuff. It's a deep dive if you're looking to
some crazy stuff.
Hold on to the past a little bit. I think my basement is filled with crap like that. I have a piece of tile from the Peach Pit from the original 90210.
Okay,
Tom, you have the crap. It's all there.
We're gonna get like golden auctions or something to work with you. And
yeah,
this is just basic planning. So your heirs and successors won't have to deal with it.
So I can spend more than 1 month in the nursing home is what you're saying.
That's right. Exactly. We need to help prepay your finances. That bar of soap from MASH is going to get you at least a month.
Does Bruce have any more? Yeah. Does he have anything more that we could use as collateral to get him into this nursing home? A bar of soap. Let me think.
A bar of soap. It may have been used by BJ Honeycutt.
It could have been.
It could have been in
the final season of MASH. Just you wait.
That's right. All right. Well, speaking of Emmy-winning programs, we do have the much-delayed Primetime Emmy Awards, 2023 in 2024 Primetime Emmy Awards. I don't know what we call them because they're the 2023 awards. It's like the Olympics, right? When they got moved back, they were still the 2020 Olympics in 2021.
Look, we already made all the medals. They say 20.
Yep.
We're going to go with it, even though it's 21.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, and they're airing on Fox. I believe Anthony Anderson is the host, and that's the 15th. So be ready. You can get all of your snacks ready in cases like me where you have a blizzard and you have nothing else to do. You can just hopper in and watch the awards. But Succession, okay, let's go with that. Succession is going to do extremely well. It already has won a couple of awards in the creative. They've given out the creative awards, and this includes guest performers and that kind of stuff. It's already won, and I would assume it will do extremely well in the primetime ceremonies. I'm calling it right now. It's winning best drama.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked by that at all.
They could. I mean, barring any kind of thing, it could be their last shot at giving Better Call Saul something.
Yeah.
I think that is so dead that there's no way they're going to give it anything.
No, To me, the only question with drama is which HBO series is going to get it. It like could the White Lotus get it, for instance?
And they want it, so they don't need it.
Right. So I'm with you. It's going to be Succession.
Yeah, I think it's a done deal. The lead actor in a drama series. I'm going to keep on the dramas if you don't mind.
You lead the charge.
Okay. There we've got three from Succession, just like we did with the Golden Globes. And I think it is going to mirror that. I think that Kieran Culkin will win because he had the most kind of elaborate scenes or the most showy scenes. And come on, somebody dies and then he's out for most of the season. That's not going to win.
No. I think we talked about that last week, who would win it, Jeremy Strong, Kieran. And I think I leaned initially at Jeremy Strong, but I wasn't shocked that Kieran Culkin won. I mean, he's really been, his role has changed so dramatically from season to season, and he's definitely in a category of his own on that show.
Yeah, I think he'll win, but Pedro Pascal can be the kind of spoiler.
I would agree.
I think that's the kind of the surprise. Best actress, I think again it's going to Succession. Sarah Snook is the one to win this. She won it at the Golden Globes. I don't know that bunch of people they've got listed there. They don't have anybody from the morning show, so that says that's not a competition. At best, Kerry Russell might be a threat.
Okay.
At best.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that list too, and I love Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, but I feel like young actors just tend to get snubbed.
Yeah, not going to happen. Best supporting actor in a drama series. And here it's like White Lotus versus Succession. That's all it is. So it's one of those. And this is what's wrong with this year's Emmy nominations. Come on, there wasn't somebody in one of these other shows. It's lazy that they only watched a couple of shows and then just pick people off. Because some of those people, frankly, do not deserve to be nominated. I'm not naming names, but if you don't know who the person is just by reading their name, chances are good they shouldn't have been in there.
I did love F. Murray Abraham in The White Lotus. He was fun to watch.
He's old school, kind of hoo-ha in the way he approaches a role. And if they did that, it's because they feel like, let's give him one. I think he has won, though, in the past. So it isn't like they have to do a make good. I think this category is going to be a repeat for Matthew McFadden. How do you pronounce McFadden?
Matthew McFadden. Yeah. Fadian.
Yeah, I think it's because it went to win again.
Tom. He's Tom. The guy that played Tom is gonna win.
Yeah, there you go. It's easier to reference that. But I think he'll win again because he won last year and he'll win one more time.
It is kind of ironic, though.
You like Alexander Skarsgård, though.
Yeah, I really love Skarsgård. It is kind of funny that, Tom being labeled as supporting actor, because in the end, is he supporting?
No.
He's the successor.
No, he's not supporting.
He won. He won.
And then we go to the supporting actress. And again, it's like a herd of White Lotus people. One, two, three, four, five White Lotus people. Again, names that you don't know who the hell they are and what character they played. So I think that is a strike against them. You've got Elizabeth Debicki, who won the Golden Globe for playing Princess Di. She's a strong.
She's really good. She's such a good die, too.
Right. Now, Jennifer Coolidge could double up because they like her.
They do.
And she doesn't have another shot for White Lotus. This could be her chance to get a second. And then Rhea Seehorn is always mentioned as how come they never give her an Emmy for Better Call Saul? But you know what? I'm going for Jennifer Coolidge. I think it's time to double up.
Do you? Okay. I loved her in the first season. I thought she was absolutely perfect in that role, but the second season she kind of wore on me a little bit, and it's because it is such a the personality is so grating, and I guess that's why she's so good at it, because it's you're trying to have that grating, annoying, for you know what it is, right? You know that person, because we know people like that. But I really loved Elizabeth Debicki in The Crown. As I said, she is nails Princess Diana, just completely nails the role. So to me, I think it's hers to lose, kind of like the Golden Globes. But I'm with you too. Like Rhea Seehorn, she absolutely deserves it. That was such a great character in Better Call Saul. But as Kim Wexler.
with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 nominees. 8 nominees. Come on. We could have been
nominated. The only thing that maybe she has going for her is the rest will cancel each other out.
Yeah.
It's like when you're doing MVP voting for baseball and you've got 2 stars on one team and nobody can figure out who to vote for. So the person that probably was least deserving, you know, it was the third choice, ends up winning because they, you know, they didn't split the ballot.
Or somebody who starts coughing like they might be sick and we better give it to them before it's too late.
Exactly.
Okay, you ready to go to comedy?
Oh, I love a good comedy.
Now, here it is kind of interesting because there are a lot of, this is the end. This is our last shot. Do we give it to one of them? Barry, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Ted Lasso. We go with a newcomer like The Bear, Jury Duty, Wednesday. Or do we go with something that's kind of old school like Abbott Elementary or Only Murders in the Building? Which one do you go for? And I think, bar none, it's The Bear.
I'm with you on that. I mean, you know, Barry, I know it's going out. Ted Lasso is going out. Mrs. Maisel's going out. But pound for pound, The Bear to me is just the best comedy on TV right now. And even before those others went off, like that first season of The Bear was just amazing.
Incredible. And it wasn't really a comedy, but it was very good.
It is an interesting one because I think you could push that into a drama, but it works either way.
The other ones aren't all that funny either.
No, they make you laugh. They make you smile, but they're not necessarily comedies.
Yeah, it's most amusing series. I think maybe they could do that as the category. Best lead actor, The Bear.
Absolutely.
I think Jeremy Allen White again. And the other, it's not that the others aren't good, but I think it's just a little too lopsided.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
And he was actually better in the first season than he is in the second season. So maybe the next year, it'll be a different kind of twist for him in terms of winning.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point because that second season was more of an ensemble.
Yeah, it wasn't his show like the first season was where you go, oh my God, he's coming back. Why did you come back? Stay in New York or stay wherever it's big and you can make lots of money. Don't come here to this crappy sandwich shop. Here, the lead actress of the comedy series, his co-star from The Bear is not in this category. He is in the Golden Globes, but she isn't in the Emmys. And it's an odd mix, but I think here's where they get Quinta Brunson. She gets her shot because she didn't win the acting award last year. And I think, you know, it's kind of like, well, let's give it to her. It's a network series. She also writes it. She also produces it. She's kind of the heart and soul behind it. We're used to giving that. Let's give it to her.
This is a tough one for me because some of these shows I just haven't watched a lot of. I mean, obviously, Mrs. Maisel, she's great. But I feel like, you know, that's been done. It's kind of, we've been there. I've seen Wednesday. I mean, Jenna Ortega is fun in it, but I can't see her winning an Emmy for that role.
And Christina Applegate, because she's retiring from the business, it would be a retirement award. So no, I think it's Quinta's. I think she's going to win.
Okay.
Supporting actor comedy. Now here you got this kind of, woof, where do we go? You know, you put Ted Lasso, got the Barry people, a bear person. You've got the surprise of James Marsden in there. You've got, you know, it's like, what are we going to go for?
I think if I had to pick, and I know he's won before, Brett Goldstein.
I'm with you on that. And this would be like his third.
Yeah, he's so good in it, though.
But I like him because I believe him as that character. It'd be harder for him to be something else in a future show, I think, because we're so used to seeing him. And you think he's so perfect. I agree with you there, but I think they might go with The Bear again, and it's going to be Evan Moss Backrack.
I agree.
That would be their way of, because that character was just evil in the first season, whereas like he was everything that Carmi tried to do. He was being a barrier, and he was just covering his own ass is all he was doing.
I think the ones that are definitely no wins, and they're good characters. I mean, Anthony Carrigan is NoHo Hank in Barry. I love him. It's such a fun character, but I don't see that winning. And Henry Winkler, I love him.
He won.
But he's won in the past, and his role has been so diminished over that first season. He was obviously, it was like a co-star. It was almost like Bill Hader and Henry Winkler. It was 1A, 1B, but you've got to split them up. And then in the second year, he was definitely more of a supporting role. And I feel like he's just, his character has been slowly pushed aside from season to season because it's been, I mean, it's still central to the plot, but other people have kind of found more of their footing, I guess is a good way of putting it.
So we're going with?
No, I'm Breck Goldstein until otherwise somebody else. That's me. That's just me.
Okay. All right. Then supporting actress. Here we say goodbye to Alex Borstein from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. We say goodbye to Juno Temple and Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso. We've got the Abbott Elementary people. We have Ayo. How does she pronounce her name? Etta Berry from The Bear.
Ayo Etta Berry. She's really good, and I could see her winning. Yep.
Yeah, I think she's going to get it.
I do, too. The one, and I know you're not a fan of the show, and we've talked about it before, Shrinking. Jessica Williams is really, really good in that role. She was so fun to watch in that role.
Better Call Saul. It's just like that. No attention. I don't think Better Call Saul got anything ever.
No.
And I think that's what Shrinking is going to be. Because why do you not put Harrison Ford in one of these categories? I would like to see a Ted Lasso win. I would like to see Juno win. But her part wasn't that good this year.
No. I think it's, again, I'm with you. It's The Bear. It is.
See how good we are? We're thinking alike. I like this. Okay, best limited series. Now, there is an odd Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That should not win anything.
Fleischman Is in Trouble was interesting, but I think it had a sag in the middle. Daisy Jones and the Six, I don't care about. Dahmer, how do you give that best limited series? They're struggling to see if they should give it best actor, and he should win best actor easily. No. But I think it's Beef. Beef is going to win this thing like crazy.
Yeah, I need to watch Beef because I don't have a point of reference on that like you do. The other ones, I watched Dahmer. I don't know why it was even nominated, to be honest with you. I didn't think it was that good. It was interesting to watch as somebody that, you know, lives in the state of Wisconsin and knows the case very well. But it wasn't.
I knew Dahmer.
To me, it just, yeah, I knew Dahmer. You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, I mean, I'm the biggest Star Wars fan in the world. And I remember when that one got nominated, and I'm just kind of like laughing, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you got to be kidding me.
They filled the category, that's all.
They did. Yeah, they were struggling on this one. I did enjoy Fleischman Is in Trouble. Yeah, I don't, you know, was the sag in the middle or was the sag in the end? I don't know. It did sag, though.
Yeah, because I'm not a Claire Danes fan in that film, in that series, as much as other people are. And I think when she got in there, I hated her at the beginning, and then at the end, I understood her.
You did, yep.
And so I felt sorry for her in a way, but no.
No, I'm with you.
Well, it is what it is. So I'm going with Beef.
Okay.
Actor in a limited series. And here I think Evan Peters is going to win for Dahmer.
I can see that.
Daniel Radcliffe in Another World might win because it won Best TV Movie already. That was one of the, in previous ceremonies, awards that were given out. And Beef, I don't know that it's going to have that kind of legs in the rest of the categories. It won a lot in creative, but I don't think it's going to carry Steven Yeun to the Emmy. I think they're still going to give it to Dahmer. Because come on, if you were told, now we've got a great part for you, Terry, would you like to play the, I think it's going to be surefire for you. You're going to love this. And then they say to you, it's Dahmer. You go, there's no way in hell I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it, and he did a great job. And you did have sympathy at some point for the character.
Yeah.
So I think, you know what, give it to the kid.
Okay.
Best actress. Here, Ali Wong could win for Beef. Because the other ones, George and Tammy, don't get me started on George and Tammy. Because I don't think they came close at all to the George and Tammy that I have interviewed, that I have seen on other TV shows, who have been personalities in their own right. And I don't think they captured those little elements that made them stand out. They were good as characters, but I don't think they were doing George and Tammy. So I don't think that's in there. Some of the other ones, you know, Swarm, really? Tiny Beautiful Things, no. So I think it's going to be Ali Wong. I think she's winning.
Fair enough. Sounds good.
Okay, supporting actor in a limited series or movie. Now, he won last year in the Golden Globes and all those other things. I think Screen Actors Guild, Paul Walter Hauser for Blackbird. So I think he's going to win this here too.
I'm going through the list, and I'm not sure if I've, other than Dahmer, I don't think I've seen enough.
The Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, so.
No, I don't think The Dad was enough.
Okay.
Because in the supporting actress limited series or movie, that's a you imagine engraving that on a trophy.
Right.
It's going to be Niecy Nash-Betts for Dahmer.
Okay.
So Dahmer's going to get two things, I think. But maybe I'm wrong.
You're not going with Claire Danes?
No, she's not going to win. I don't want her to win. I was always behind her when she was in all those TV series. Every year I'd say, oh, yes, it's got to be Claire Danes. Oh, yes, it's got to be Claire Danes. Now I'm on the other camp. I don't think she...
You're on the other side of things. Okay.
Yeah, not going to win.
All right.
We already gave out the guest actor awards. That was kind of a surprise. Judith Light won for Poker Face. At long last, Nick Offerman won for The Last of Us, which was good.
He was really good in that, too. That episode, that was such a good episode.
Yes. Well, and deserved to win.
Yep.
And then your Storm Reid from Last of Us won. And the other one was Sam Richard from Ted Lasso. You see, it is what it is. And then I told you that Weird won the best TV movie. And then we still have some other ones that are hanging out there. Best talk series. Now, this is one that was going all the time to, what's his name?
Oh, to John Oliver?
John Oliver. Always.
Right, because he got bumped into kind of like the same like variety and skit, right?
Yeah.
So he's up against Saturday Night Live.
So he's not in this one.
Yeah.
So we have a clear shot for somebody else to win. And I would like to see Jimmy Kimmel win. I really would. I think Jimmy Kimmel does some very fascinating, interesting things. Still does comedy like David Letterman used to do, you know, where they're like skinny mm-hmm. little things.
Yep.
And I don't like it always when it's just a host that talks at you.
Right.
And some of those other ones are hosts that talk at you. So that's just me.
Yeah. I am kind of curious with the scripted variety if Last Week Tonight can still stay on top, because they are in the same category with Saturday Night Live, which, you know, love it or hate it, it's still going strong after almost 50 years now.
Yeah, and it isn't apples to apples either, because John Oliver is a writing heavy show, and Saturday Night Live depends on performance. You have a bad guest host, it's good luck. But you never know who they submitted, which episode. And I think the Martin Short, Steve Martin episode was one that was in there.
Okay, interesting.
It could be whatever. And then, you know, interestingly, Carol Burnett won for Best Variety Special, whatever it's called.
Right.
Really? I was surprised. I didn't think that would win in that category, but God bless her, she got another Emmy. So that's good. I think there's another shot at giving some other people. Elton John is looking for his EGOT, and he needs to win one of these, and so we'll see if he wins something there. But that's the Emmys. That comes on the 15th.
Right.
We'll see what happens, and then we can clear the tracks right away to the Oscars.
Thank goodness. You don't want to go start talking about weird, smaller award ceremonies or anything?
Well, if you really want, SAG Awards. The SAG Awards will definitely tell you. Here's the thing about the SAG Awards, because when those nominations are coming out this week, and when you see them, you will see how the voting blocks extend. And that's where something like Barbie, which had a large cast, will get something. Best Ensemble. You'll also see Oppenheimer, Best Ensemble. They have voting blocks. And because the Screen Actors are the largest block in the Oscars, they tend to skew it. So whatever happens with the SAG Awards could be a bellwether for the Oscar nominations.
Well, the only other big award show I could think of is coming up soon in Iowa, best podcast, right? So we're nominated.
We are nominated. We are nominated. And you know, Terry, can I tell you, it's just an honor to be nominated.
It is.
That's all it is. So let's hope that goes well for us. That's in February. And I'll let you know if we come out ahead.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Cross your fingers. Yeah, we got to engrave that on the trophy.
You are, you know what though, Bruce, I will say this. You are best co-host to me of all the co-hosts I work with.
And I am so thrilled. I am so through that. That alone is the honor right there.
All right. So we will be hanging out over the weekend, over the long, we get the 3-day weekend with Martin Luther King Day. We'll be watching the Emmys on the 15th, and we'll be back again next week with another episode of Streamed and Screened.